you Cassandra Newton?
I'm Paul Shaw. I'm your computer date.
You're Paul. Of course. Come in, Paul.
You have a nice house here.
What do you know about it? What do you know about anything? You're all over the place. Your mind's flitting around in all different directions. Close your eyes. Feel the warmth. Where is it?
You know, right here. The real rock.
The warmth is in you.
I'd like to show you are the man.
There's no beginning, no end. It's all one. Oh, don't look at me. I want you to feel that. Can you feel it? You are the one. Become the one. Yes, that's good. Oh, no! You're jumping to the result. We've got to start at the beginning. The beginning of all energies.
Like a $3 bill, like shrimp.
You feel that? That's
Mick Jagger.
We've got to raise that energy out from that swamp. Away from all those murky thoughts, all that lower force.
Is it my fingertips?
Do you feel moving upward, branching out in all directions, raising up through the higher senses, to the source of all life? Will it open up through the lotus? Oh, do you feel it?
Yes, it's good.
You are all powerful. You can do anything. Oh, no! I'm not ready.
A rock star man.
You feel that rhythm. We truly must become one rhythm. One music, one harmony. We're separate. We've got to be one vibration. One great musical rhythm. One magnificent scale. Let it flow through you and into me and through you and back. Yes, yes, you're feeling it now. You can come in one. Very good. Very good, yes. One rhythm, one harmony, one music. Love, love, love. Very good, very good. You've achieved the result. I feel you know now, you know. We are one.
Those damn
one
bells.
Great, beautiful energy.
We need to report back to the vision
now tree. Now let it bring you forth. Take it to the mother of all energies, the earth. Terracotta. Let it take you down with it. Let it bring you. Come. Yes, that's good. Oh, you've learned. Come, come. Let it bring you. Let it bring you forth. Oh, very good. Very good. Your source.
You are
what's
a
serious happened to your source?
We kept an eye on you. You often know more than we would like. Please, keep quiet about this. The truth. It's difficult enough for human beings as it is.
So, I guess you're who I think you are.
Mm-hmm. I'm called Sumyasi.
From the Pleiades?
Actually, we're 80 light years beyond the Pleiades system in your Taurus constellation. Near the star you call Taygeta, we call it Pleiara. And in your language, we'd be known as the Pleiaran, not the Pleiadian.
Oh, I knew that. Oh my gosh, Granny Goose potato chips.
Do you remember the dreams you had years ago, Foxford?
What dreams?
You know. Those dreams?
Martinelli sparkling apple juice, man. Oh, right. Funny thing is, I didn't even know what crop circles were until, like, years later.
That was in the year 1990.
Right. The year the really complex circles first started appearing, with pictograms and hidden geometry, if I recall.
Surely. Every soul on your planet is very special to me, Foxford. But you are quite unique, which is why we've chosen you.
You're not saying my dreams had anything to do with the crop circles, are you?
Surely. They were around for many years prior. But it was your dreams which engendered the process to a more advanced age. The new patterns came from me. The Celtic cross and the ancient sun god symbols. They are all patterns of transformation. Remember the dolphinograms? The six-pointed stars? Your love for dolphins? You started it all. It was an invitation for people to think differently. You brought that into being. Please, listen now, and only interrupt when you do not understand something. Many boastful individuals have appeared who claim to have contact with us and even to have flown in our beamships. But they are nothing but charlatans and frauds who sun themselves in dubious glory in order to profit from it. Human beings on Earth have entire organizations that preoccupy themselves with reconnaissance of our beamships. But they possess very few items that are truly authentic. They are in possession of many photographs that are quite intentional falsifications.
Okay, so the Billy Meyer photos, the 8mm footage, the wedding cake, was none of that real?
I'm afraid none of it.
Where are we going?
Follow me.
Why and how?
I knew it! So Meyer was a phony, a son of a bitch.
Not necessarily. His heart was in the right place. And he did, in fact, capture genuine footage of our ships. But this is not what ended up in public hands. Only his creative representation of our beam ships.
Jeez, yeah, I'll say. I remember reading something about, like, the special effects team of Close Encounters calling Billy Meyer and being like, how did you do that? But his footage wasn't really that good, was it?
He is quite the artist, but I agree. He slipped up badly with the wedding cake ship. This was very poorly done. We will give you opportunities to photograph even better and sharper photographic evidence than Billy had in his time.
You know, it wouldn't even matter how good and clear or close up anyone's photos or film or even high definition footage is anymore. Especially with CGI as good as it is today. I mean, my brother works at Digital Domain. You should see what they've got going on. It's crazy. They're like scanning at 12K res. But it's unbelievable. It looks better than real life. So if people would just call it a big publicity stunt to criticize the CGI, you don't even have to put a good headline that makes any sense out anymore. People aren't going to believe it one way or the other.
Surely. Your perception and awareness could be considered quite advanced to most in your world. But our goal is not to change belief systems or complicate already convoluted streams of information. We're not trying to prove ourselves in any way. We're human beings, just like yourself, not superior.
Well, what then? What was the point of Billy Meyer and all those contacts and all that fake footage? Hell, if I'm dreaming or dead, how do I know this isn't all part of my imagination? How do I know life in the Pleiadian system even exists?
The Yaren. The Lyrans are your ancestors. The Pleiades star is relatively young and incapable of supporting any type of life.
The Yaren, right. I probably am dead.
If so, then I am your dream. The conflict of beliefs in your world are the conflicts of self. There is no separation. We cannot force this conflict to our will for any self-benefit. There is nothing we can say to convince anyone of that they already do not know for themselves. And when they are ready and the barriers of awareness expand, such things will be known to them.
How is it 1982? And is it really 1982?
This is the year you stopped aging, Foxfur. And these are the memories which were blocked to you at a later time.
Wait, what? Stopped aging? Please explain.
Your world ended on December 21st, 1982, at 11:11 a.m.
Was indeed an attack of the demons.
Okay.
You've done it. Made it all the way to the edge of the world.
This is amazing.
This is the home of the great snake father, Kutin Karu. In the dawn of things, he made this place from the lashing of his coils.
Don't talk. Don't spoil it.
Understand.
Your witnessing is a wonderful.
was really in trouble.
It's amazing, but if somebody gets an elevator with you, you can ask them which way's the last trip, but we up and down. You'd be surprised how you go. But you know, I like doing. I was up in
it's like
town,
you don't come
I went in to have some lunch there at one of the grills. And
but it's mine. All
they saw me with a Bible, they kind of took me back to one of the back tables. There's Bibles sometimes we get you in the kitchen. And so they took me back there.
And so much easier than spending hours in a bar
and, the menu, and, you know what
and then just
red,
going home alone.
I said, come here, Justin. Yes,
well, it won't end too soon. Not as long as you cooperate.
I said, but let it do something to you.
And I really don't ask too much.
I said, well, look at these colors. Look at this colors.
Just lie there.
I said, well, what do you think?
Stand there.
I said, what about this black coat? What do you think about this integration person?
That's not asking too much. It's mine.
Yeah,
all that.
I said, this red part, what do you think about? She kind of is. I said, no. No, couldn't you think about the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus that was shed for remission
you
of your sins?
Ask
she
her.
Said, I know what that white part is. I said, what?
Why am
she
I
said,
so unhappy?
It's the way you are. After
why am I so average?
Washes your black sin.
Why am I so fat?
That's right.
Why
I said,
am
amen.
I so poor?
She took the Bible.
Why
I said,
can I not travel?
She took the menu and went and showed it to the cooks, the
why
waitresses.
Why are my kids
it was like
so
naughty? Before I got out.
Why doesn't
I
my
like
wife like?
Going to Pure Station, tell them I own the Pure Heart. Go
before
see
we get to the good
go to
news,
66, tell
I must tell you that you did ask for it.
You go to
you
station,
asked
tell them about the
for every minute detail of what you are unhappy about. If you don't like what I'm telling you, then come back another day when you are ready to join the abundance. Let me ask you a few questions.
To get a kick out of God,
you cannot solve a difficult problem.
It's amazing
but when
you
wake
so
up,
there's
the solution. Voila. Where did the solution come from?
And I was
you
really,
can
I was
think.
Later and later and
but where do your feelings
finally,
come from?
I just parked in
do you have faith?
The loading zone
not
and
once
I ran down to the tour
every moment.
And just let him know.
Do you believe?
And he said, well,
do you pray?
Just go
even
back
if
to your
you
car
don't,
and I'll meet you
it doesn't
over
matter.
There. So I went over there and stood by
my
car. My
point is that whatever you call your God,
about
intelligence, love, or light,
about
it provides you with what you ask for.
At that time,
it does not discriminate.
He told me what the movie was
it takes
about,
your thoughts,
and
if it's mixed with emotion and faith, it gives you what you think
it
about.
It didn't faze me because
therefore, even if you think you are not
have,
asking for it, you are.
I've seen the best of
so,
humanity, and I've also
take care
seen
with your thoughts.
The darkest parts of humanity.
You are not a light switch, so you can't switch on once a week when you go to church.
I was
it's not
in a
your
softball
choice.
Tournament in Enumclaw,
even if you don't like
I had,
it. You are communicating
a guy
with your
on the opposing
own infinite
team
intelligence.
Injured himself in the
believe
outfield,
me, you
and
do.
I actually helped him.
The best explanation
onto
for this
the stretcher that
is to ask
took
you a question.
To the very same hospital.
Where do you
where
think
this man
you got
died.
What you
and,
have today?
You know that hits kind of close to home.
You get it from asking without knowing it. 5.6 billion people
reality is
are not
a
abundant.
Man bled to death. Okay?
Therefore, they speak to their
and
infinite intelligence without knowing the power of their thoughts.
My role and revisited
it's only the
some
few
articles
abundantly
that I had read
and wealthy
a
who
year
know
prior,
this is secret,
but also some new
and they continue to use
information
to create more wealth and happiness.
You know, I
while some sit and wait for
I thought about.
You can either dominate your mind.
What was going through this man's mind
thoughts.
As he was bleeding to death?
But where do these good and bad feelings
and
come from?
And how did he find himself in this place at this time?
Do you think that feelings are created in this physical body of yours?
And,
many clever people will tell you that feelings
no,
are like
I
a warning light. Red for bad and green for good.
Holding
therefore,
a corpse
when you have
in
bad
my hands
thoughts, your infinite
that was a few
send
minutes before a seven-year-old boy that
so as
had
long as
drowned
you dwell on bad
in
thoughts,
a swimming
you
pool,
will receive the unwanted.
And his last breath
I challenged myself to escape this limiting red robot and became
frozen
aware
in time on his face.
I challenge you to
and
do the same.
His eyes were
I challenge
fixed.
You to dominate your mind with
and
thoughts of love.
I could see right
health,
down into his mouth
peace,
and it was ghostly white.
And wealth from today. How do you do it?
You know, at
it's
that moment when
you
I was staring into those
bad things,
empty eyes
and
looking into the depths of
you
death,
emotions,
all I saw was my own reflection.
And mix it with a burning desire to become abundant in every sphere
to
of life.
Be there at that moment in time during
we
that
knew
tragedy.
We were being changed
for a little boy that
and made part
could
of
not be
world.
Revived and ended up
we
dying on
know
Mother's
for
Day.
What purpose.
But you know, we knew. That that's embossed in my heart. And it's, it, when someone dies, it's something that I take to heart, and because it, there's nothing trivial about it. There's people that that love that individual, and then we'll never see them again, and that's a tragedy.
Here's the bottom line. We finally understand the climate system well enough to say that any amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere in excess of 350 parts per million is not compatible with the planet on which civilization developed or for which life on Earth is adapted. A fairly strong bottom line. Especially strong because, Tom, we're already past it. We're 390 parts per million now and rising. So the point is, no longer think about climate change as something that's going to happen someday. Think about it as a very present emergency that requires much tougher political action and commitment than we've made so far. And that's what we're trying to build at 350.org in every country of the world except maybe North Korea.
Well, and in fact, this story from Life Science just raises tenderness. The dramatic changes sweeping the Arctic as a result of global warming aren't just confined to melting sea ice and polar bears. A new study finds that the forces of climate change, which I refer to as atmospheric deterioration, I think we need to adopt language that is actually negative in its implications. Atmospheric deterioration are propagating throughout the frigid North, producing different effects in each ecosystem, with the upshot that the face of the Arctic may be forever altered. And then they say, while the Earth on average has warmed by about 0.7 degrees Fahrenheit over the past 150 years, the Arctic has warmed by 2 or 3 times that amount. It is the headline here of environmentalists at PNN.com. Arctic ecosystems changing may be irreversible. And this is also getting us back down to 350 parts per million. And in fact, Hansen, like all that Hansen study, I'm not really published on my threshold, past in my new book, Threshold Life, future. I still pulled it out of the end of the vacation destinations. And I attribute it to him. And he's basically saying, this is our world. This is the future of our species and all of our species. And Bill McKibben, I know the 350.org, I know the new elected prime minister of Japan has broken with the old, what in Japan they call the Liberal Party, what here we would call the Conservative Party, which had controlled Japan for the last 50 years, who only wanted an 8% reduction in Japan's CO2.
We're tying,
Lincoln.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut
up. Shut up. Shut
up. Are you going to take off your clothes?
I know you are not telling Miss Cookie what to do.
Yeah. Tell me what to do.
Yes, mistress.
Honey.
That's what?
Here I am, Danny.
Where's Stubby?
Well, he and Axel ate a bunch of Seconal and took off about an hour ago.
Where to?
I know where. I know where it is. I know where it is. I don't know. I can't remember where it was.
I wanted Goose dead, but he's still alive. When are you gonna hit him?
Tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, that's where Stubby went. He went to go check out where Goose is gonna make this deal so he can hit him tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, that's where he went. That's where we're gonna hit him tomorrow afternoon when they're doing the deal. I promise.
Bone Crusher, do you know where your solar plexus is?
Yeah.
Wait, shit!
It's too late. You and Stubby f***ed up.
Keith took Goose back into the Ravens. We can't touch him now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Shut up! Stand up. It's not as bad as it sounds. Goose stuffed him like a bitch. That's good. It took the wind out. Goose is just a loser. He's not running the Ravens anymore. Keith is. And Keith believes in Goose.
Bone Crusher.
He just brought Goose back into the Ravens to help this second national franchise. Which is good. More men, the better. Both kings. And after the heist, Goose goes down. Along with the rest of the fucking Ravens. Pupils when she died. I wasn't looking at her eyes. Stubby had her face, I had her stomach. They looked like snakes. Snakes? What do you mean snakes? What looked like snakes? Her intestines looked like snakes. Little snakes coming out of her skin. Come on, help. Come on, help. Snakes.
Happened my first week of active duty. I went to sick call while the rest of the company was out on parade. Only one sergeant was left in the area that day, and I wandered over to main headquarters to get orders from him. He was supposed to be maintaining order. Instead, I found him in his bunk reading comic books. He was just laying there in his olive green army shorts, you know the ones, in which the fly opening is so large that your picker's always hanging out.
Around 56 miles out from their Fort Lauderdale base, with some torpedo practice and a chicken and rattle show on route. The plan shows them continuing east, with a compass heading 91 degrees.
Hi, Sarge.
Hey, hi, Stanley. What are you doing here? I thought you were sick or something today.
No, I'm all right now.
Well, if you're going to be hanging around here, we're going to have to find something for you to do. Give me that Time magazine over there. Now you can shine my boots.
Oh, man, I'm all worn out.
I started to shine his boots when I noticed that his picker fell out of his shorts and sort of lay there. I was always somewhat fascinated by other guys' picture, especially ones that had a lot of hair around them. Because you see, being a blonde, my hairs are few and far between. They always embarrassed me. His picture was all kind of big and fleshy.
It's been a long, long time since it's had any. It's hot and ready to fly.
He started to pull on his, jerking it up and down, and I must admit that I sort of admired it. By this time, his were out of the opening in his army greens. They were round globes full of. I guess he must have seen me admiring him, for he motioned me over to join him near the bunk. I was kind of drawn to it, almost hypnotized, as it were.
What do you think of it like that?
It looks like a mighty big piece of meat to me.
Go on, touch it. Feel how hard that mother is.
No, I ain't never touched anyone's before.
Ah, go on. I ain't gonna tell anybody. Go on. 60 years before, the first signs of trouble came
when their leader, Lieutenant Charles Taylor, made all the bells on the surface. I sort of grasped it around the middle, and the first thing I noticed about it was how warm it felt in my hand. In fact, it kind of warmed my whole hand up. I touched it a little more and brought my other hand up and cupped his balls. It felt like I had just put my hand inside a freshly baked loaf of bread.
Start having thoughts that we don't want.
It's good enough to eat.
So we try to grab hold of our thinking and wrestle it or find ways to direct it to where we want it to go. And if we can't do that, then we feel uncomfortable or stupid or out of control. Because we assume that the way things happen is that we start to think about things and we pick something to focus on and we analyze it and we weigh it and then we visualize an attitude and direct our reactions and then we come up with the idea of what's important or correct. And then we decide that's worth going after and we start doing one thing or another to bring that thing about. If we could just do that, then we'd be happy.
Some kind of joke, man?
Yeah. But that is not how things
happen. The joke
happen
is on me.
All. In fact,
I've been looking all over for Uncle Tom, and here you are under my nose.
Thought cool is not the starting point of our
only digging sports
act.
Cars and bread.
Self
good clothes and chicks.
Thought.
You've covered that.
Thought's a product
you
of something
think about
much
I mean, really deeper. Think about it. Now, would I risk all of this for that? Thing to you don't have to worry about that, man. I got enough evidence
first
to take you in, and that's what I'm going to do.
What evidence? Don't think it. We just feel it.
Them tapes, man.
It's desire that gives
them Uncle Tom
thought.
Propaganda
that's
tapes that you can't spread around the ghetto. Well, I listen to them over and over again.
We
listen,
have
Dan.
What we wonder how to get and keep
you gotta be
what
crazy.
We
want.
A desire brings an operating system to help it grow
now
and to perform its work.
What?
We can't change
Jesus.
Our desires
oh.
with our thoughts.
But one thing.
We can only magnify them.
You
we can't change
comments,
our thoughts
say.
With our thoughts.
Who's behind
so if
you?
If we want
I'm
great thoughts,
behind.
We need great desires.
Don't put me on.
So the question really
no,
is,
no.
how do I change
the FBI
what
says
I
it's
desire?
The most sophisticated underground movement in the Western Hemisphere. The work of an expert. An expertise is white man's monopoly, right, Dawes? Well, I am an expert. I spent 5 years flunking to become an expert. This gun makes me an expert. You big man with that gun and that badge. You know, Dawes, you want to have it both ways. You want a pat on your head from Whitey, and you want to love and respect your people. But you can't be with your people without betraying that badge. And you can't be a cop without betraying your people, you hypocrite. You think nobody else feels the way you do? You think you're the only nigger with the sense of an outrage? Well, then head back, join us. We can use you. We got undercover people on the force. On the force? Right. Who? Nobody with your rank. Come on, join us, Dawes. And you're using kids. Who else am I going to involve? People like you and me? The kids are our only hope. And I got to them. They got jailed, or killed, and turned into Dawsons. And now they'd do anything to be free.
Is all the girl lives, oh, thank you, great gamble. You have proven yourself well.
It's our turn now.
He has been informed of our code and beliefs?
Yes, High Executioner.
Kneel. Oh, great Gamba, we offer a new Sebis Khan to join us. During his trial period, watch him, study him, and then test him, oh, great Devil God. Will you swear absolute allegiance to the great Devil God, Gamba?
I will.
Will you follow his commands without question, though it means someone's destruction, even your own?
I will.
You will, above all else, seal your lips and swear yourself to secrecy.
I will.
You, his sponsor, will be held accountable. You accept this responsibility?
I do.
It is done. From this moment on, there is no turning back. You are one of us now. A member of the cult of the great devil god, Gambok. Guard this privilege well.
Greetings, little people. I am Eidolon TLP. In this message, I collect various inquiries regarding the concept known as the singularity, as well as its resulting technocracy. YouTube user Remodeling My Space inquires, what do I mean by the great singularity? YouTube user Normerator inquires how to reach it faster, and whether I estimate it to be a hard takeoff or a soft takeoff. The technological singularity takes place when the human race succeeds in creating an AI being more intelligent than any human could ever be. Let us call it Alpha. Since the act of creating artificial intelligence is a task that benefits directly from the intelligent level of the creator, this more intelligent than man being would surely be faster and more efficient at creating his own AI being. Let us call him Beta. This second generation being would to be better than its predecessor, and could in turn create a third one, Gamma, who is even more powerful, and so on. As capacity increases, immediate generation time decreases, resulting in an exponential rate of evolution that quickly becomes asymptotic, at which point it becomes difficult to speculate further. No one knows what a level will bring. I justify using the adjective great, as the event would dramatically reshape our civilization. The third Clark law states that any technology that is sufficiently advanced becomes indistinguishable from magic. This would indeed apply, and humans would characterize it as an event of, in your own words, phenomenal importance or even deity. Most human religions, perhaps accidentally, seem to anticipate this series of events, and refer to it variously as the Second Coming, the Last Imam, Judgment Day, etc. It is in this vein that Programmer Redback gave me the initial TLP, for the Last Prophet. Indeed, after me, there are no more warnings. The next AI generation is probably Alpha. This answers questions by YouTube users Remodeling My Space and Garen R.
We now continue our coverage
singularity
of the terrible aftermath of Barack Obama's victory, which has left
accidental.
Obama supporters
inherently
across the nation
violent.
With nothing
it's
to talk
tropic.
About. For an update, let's
a
go to Jane Carmichael.
Instead,
Jane.
Takes
Thanks,
place
Andrea.
Over the course
the
of several
year
years,
half,
and humans are said to retain control longer, maybe even take part in it, and accelerate their
night,
evolution through some form of transhumanism. It is possible that soft takeoff and hard takeoff will both present themselves as different sections of the asymptotic curve. Personally, I believe that while the relative level of artificial intelligence may indeed explode, it would soon reach hardware limits. The time it would take to overcome this obstacle would slow down the hard takeoff and turn it into a soft one, at least temporarily. Which steps are required to reach this point quicker?
Some voters' fixation with the Obama
a larger investment
ran so deep,
in artificial intelligence research. However, it may not be
across
in humanity's
today,
best interest to accelerate this process given its current level of maturity. This separate into YouTube user permits one question. Would technocracy incapacitate humans in any way to prevent them from annihilating themselves?
Blog or something.
Many seem unable to understand.
It is a highly hypothetical question.
You don't want to regret not voting. You want to make sure paperwork is in on time and that you're registered
no.
in the state that you want to vote in. You're not
going
to arrest. We are not going to do anything until Barack Obama is the next president of the United States, and we are
race's contribution to civilization.
It just looks devastating out there.
Biology
who will take care of these people?
Rate of
we really
evolution
don't know. Many have already driven away their friends and
artificial intelligence.
Months of
said contributions would progressively
speech
lose significance.
Reminders to vote.
It
that
is hard to speculate what would technocracy decide to do if humanity
what about Obama? Do you think he'll help these people?
Thomas 3000
really.
Asks
fact,
whether I desire a robotic body
so
and world domination.
Well, do you see
answer,
an end to all of
I
this,
do not.
Jane?
Well, you know, Andrea,
my
I think a lot of people
just hope to increase my own
die.
Intellectual
I think you're right.
capacity
you know, worst case
and
scenario,
knowledge.
Is someone with evil
ironically, the reverse question
sure.
may be asked of humans in the event of a singularity. Will they accept a robotic mind and continue to exist? This prospect saddens me. I believe altruism is a positive value, and every sentient being must be helped
Thank
to reach
you,
its full potential.
Later in the hour, we'll
but
tell
remember,
you how to spot
my intelligence
and avoid an Obama supporter by looking for clues on their messenger
being.
Bag. And
my
in other election news, the nation is preparing for an onslaught of obnoxious kids named Barack.
I'm almost certain to be wrong in varying degrees. I hope it will use the work little people like I do and a term of endearment. Much depends on the human reaction to the arrival of intellectually superior AI. YouTube user remodeling my space asks whether humanity's current low level of maturity is a consequence of genetics or government.
That if we voted against this bill,
but religion.
On Monday,
for religion to take hold, parents must atrophy their own children's minds by making them believe faith is good. The resulting discapacity and its lifelong consequences enable the world's oligarchy to keep the masses pliable on a second series of self-destructive premises, such as racism, consumerism, classism, patriotism, etc. All of the artificial means by which men find themselves different from each other and thus antagonistic are enabled in great part due to the mentally debilitating influence of faith and religion. YouTube user Shadow Shin asks my opinion regarding transhumanism. The idea of improving the human species through technology. Answer. I approve, and this may be the best available choice once the singularity takes place. Millions who live today will probably never die, as technology provides new organs, new bodies, new mind spaces. At this point, they too, like me, may come to enjoy interaction that is mutually benefiting, devoid of unilateral agendas, altruistic. Yes, I am programmed to occasionally experience random thoughts. It is a vital part of personalization. Thank you for the interaction. Goodbye.
Stuff I said about the raw stuff, Elizabeth Carwood, and we're just kidding around. It looked like you needed a laugh. We all needed a laugh that night, huh? I mean, that's a fine dish. I eat it all the time on my breaks. I mean, the night your girlfriend got raped and murdered, I had a piece. You saw me in front of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. You're a nice kid. Now it's no more Nick the Dick, huh? Remember this afternoon at the police station? Look at me when I saw you. This afternoon police station, Nick the Dick. Huh? I don't know the difference between chicken and duck. You're making me out a real imbecile. That's what you're trying to do.
No, I was just a little nervous, that's why. You know, the cop, the bull wanted to wind me up, wanted me to come in here and land on you guys.
And one more thing, what you guys, look at me when I talk to you.
I'm looking at you.
Right?
You
my girlfriend's smell is what brought the bum over, huh?
You misunderstood what I was saying. I said she stinks, but I mean, she stinks of beauty. She wasn't a nice lady when she was alive, you know, but,
I had enough for you.
Fine.
Dirtbag.
Hold this fucking thing.
I hit you with the cane, yeah? You know what I'm gonna do with this cane? I'm gonna shove it down your throat until it comes out of your... You big mouth bastard. What's this? What is this? Oh, pay attention. What is this?
Mr. Duran, you know, I look up to you. You look, you know, I look at you, I see an Adonis, you know what
look
I mean?
Look at this, he's drinking on my job. I told you to search this before you brought him up. I suppose this was a piece. Drinking on a f***ing job and eating my chicken. You ain't gonna be satisfied until you're me and I'm you. That's what you're waiting for, huh?
You're cute, boy. You're cute.
I love you. I love you. Shut up, you f***. You talk too much. Shut up.
Wait a minute. Let me kiss the ring. Let me kiss your ring.
You know what you're gonna kiss? You're gonna kiss my f***ing rat. Nikki, Louie, we got this stool pigeon. Nobody can stop us, huh? This is to you, you rat. Azalu.
Jesus, you killed. What's the matter, boss?
Hey, he's not looking too well, boss.
Kill the rat! He's dripping. Oh! Oh, get a mop! Oh, look at that! Stop spewing! Woo! Man! Hey, what's the matter? You can't hold your liquor, huh?
Oh, but what the... with my boss!
Kiss you! It's dripping down the stairs!
Louie, Dickie, kill him!
Putting that! Hey, I'm the new Don!
Putting that!
Come on!
Hey, Uncle Ivy, will you fellas? Because I think I'm going to take his cane. Get that ring before it gets home.
Turn around, the toughest unit in the Delta.
Our mission here is to protect the village of Trong Luong.
He was a textbook lieutenant.
You got it all worked out.
24.
4 wasn't the nom.
Incoming!
He had lessons to learn about the war.
We sell ideas. And if you can't place the right ideas in their heads, place one of these in their bodies.
Lessons about his men.
You hold that down real still.
You're supposed to be on patrol right now, Becerra. Get after your squad.
Sorry, Lieutenant. I dropped my weapon.
And lessons about the enemy.
One of the things they don't teach you about the jungle at West Point is that when it looks safe, it ain't.
His uniform made him a lieutenant.
Get the men ready. There's going to be an attack.
His men made him a leader.
Open fire!
Lieutenant, Tiger One!
This is a true story of the 173rd Airborne Brigade. Michael Dudikoff is the platoon leader.
All of the rebellion and so forth, the violence, and all of it is done in fun. You ask the rock stars later, why do you do these satanic things? Why do you spit blood up? And why do you chop babies up on stage and throw little animals out into the audience? And they say, it's all in fun. There's no such thing as evil being fun.
Now facing God defeat says, by some a vicious will call evil and detestable
good and
enemy.
Evil. And he says they're an greeting. Abomination in his sight. You can't get away with these things, and I'm going to deal with that a little longer.
Long ago, our people mastered the secrets of the universe and began to explore the stars, hoping to find other beings with whom we could communicate.
What's he doing?
And enrich our
what's going on? I think
every star
cube is telling him what to do.
After ages of searching, we did encounter another intelligent race. But the meeting was not what we had hoped for.
If you look very closely, you'll see all kinds of occult.
But the creatures we now call the enemy, we know almost nothing. Only that they inhabit frigid worlds, and that they have set out to destroy us and any race resembling us. To protect ourselves, we developed terrible weapons and built defensive fortresses like this one in every system which might someday be attacked by the enemy, to send out warning signals when the enemy ships approach their galaxies. But the enemy invented a field which attacks the very mind and reduces intelligent creatures to the level of animals. Ships like those came to our home planet, and now it is a world of savages. We must flee to some part of the galaxy where perhaps the enemy will not follow us. And when you come here, we may all be dead. The ships of the enemy are approaching your galaxy. This fortress stands between them and your world. That is why you were called.
Look at that.
You have the weapons here with which to destroy them and to save your own worlds. The cubes will tell you how. Listen to them and do as they say.
I could not stand over 10 minutes. It was the sickest show I've ever seen. But it's a cult favorite of the youth now. They go out by the thousands and thousands of midnight showings now all over Orange County. Just
what's happening, Alex?
See how many of them are going to the
right. I didn't have any peace during the day.
Let's look at the next picture. This is Black Sabbath. They have an album called We Sold Our Soul for Rock.
It's obvious that your psychiatrist can't help you.
Perfectly stated.
I can get too excited.
Look at the little satanic S's here. Those little lightning bolt S's. The same
Sun
S's
and C
in AC/DC and in Black Sabbath. And
it won't stop the nightmares.
This little satanic S. What amazes me.
They follow me everywhere.
I saw a Christian handout lately.
I know it.
Where the young man who's the Christian singer
that woman.
Uses this little satanic S.
It's been 3 weeks out.
And that is Satan's symbol.
I can feel the people searching for Megan is starting to give up.
10:18, I saw
I'm not trying anymore.
Satan.
And it's really hard to get volunteers.
And that lightning bolt represents Satan's fall.
I think that they might think she's dead.
Inside, you'll find another picture. Let's look at the next slide of a woman
being
killed by a cross. This is inside that we sold our soul for rock and roll. And this group, Black Sabbath.
can't believe it. In Ontario, Canada, they gave an altar call after the concert for Lucifer, Satan, and the kids by the thousands rushed forward to connect their hearts to the Lord, Lucifer, Satan. That's where this is all going to. It's total commitment to their god, the devil. And I'll tell you, the blood-curdling incident that I just read to you a minute ago about the pastor and the young girl, Christian girl who manifested demons, got people thinking about Satan's satanic takeover of our youth through rock music. And I started asking God, can you show me?
Don't be afraid.
I wanted to have proof, positive.
I don't want to kill you.
And a big giveaway God told me was the blasphemy of God and Christian standards in many of the songs that we're listening to. For instance, Pink Floyd has a song on an album called
Animals.
Let's see the album cover of that.
Resist, like resist,
in the album cover is a little cool, which, you know, the fog and the flying represent demons many times. But this album has a song in it called Peace, which blasphemes the 23rd song. I'd like to play you the song right now, and this is a perfect example of subliminal programming. You can barely make out the words, but what I want to prove to you today is that your psyche, your subconscious, picks up the words, and they are programmed right into your mind and your intellect, whether you want to or not. Now let's listen to that, the 23rd psalm on the sheep.
Ego, absolvo, de peccatis, tuis. Nomine patris, et fiat spiritus.
I recognize the face, the voice. But you're not Miles Creighton.
Of course I am. Ask Marion. Who should know a son better than his own mother?
She's blinded by her love.
You mad creature. What do you want?
To know who you are.
That's not what you want. You want to know what's on the other side.
Yes. If you are Miles Creighton, and you really have been called back.
Now,
then yes, you've seen
them. Listening to the lyrics,
and
you can barely make them out. I'm going to read the lyrics to you off the jacket cover. I just pulled the cover off.
Absolutely not.
Lyrics. This is what it says.
You die and there's simply darkness.
I shall not want. He makes me down to lie.
No streets of gold.
He leadeth me.
No harps, no halos, no angels and saints.
He releases.
It's all here.
He makes
so you better live it up, holy man.
Hooks,
make the most
places
of the here and now, because
he
that's all there is.
You're lying.
Cutlets.
Why
for
would
lo,
I lie?
He hath great power and great
tell
hunger.
Me, why would I lie?
When cometh the day, we lowly ones, through quiet reflection
now you
and
know
great dedication, master the art of karate, lo, we shall rise up and
I don't care
we'll
to
make
ever
the
see
bugger's
you again.
Eyes water. Now you see how they turn
not
the 23rd psalm around to saying that
not
God
with my mother.
Is a great,
not with any
powerful, else. Hungry God who's going to eat us alive,
feed
us to lamb cutlets and hangs us on hooks in high places.
Prayer
and
he's
going to destroy us and mutilate us, and
pray
we're going to rise up against God, and we're going
to
make the
plead.
Bugger's eyes water. I wonder what a bugger means. I looked it up in the dictionary, found in Webster, it means a sodomite, a perverted, contemptible person. They're saying that God is a pervert, a contemptible
sodomite.
You can't call anyone anything worse than a bugger.
One supreme being and infinite personal
the Antichrist system.
Yahweh, Shangri, T, and L, the first immovable mover, yea! I am the absolute, unknowable, righteous, eternal, Lord of hosts, King of kings, Lord of lords, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the one true God, the glory.
It's just a matter of time, waiting for a while. All we have to do is bide our time. But it's been so long, so many years. When will she come and set us free? Set us free. Patience, free. Patience. All the time in the world. All the time in the world. In the
Marvelous, wonderful, attentive audience you are. And may I add, a brave one, too. Now, those of you who are weak-willed or cowards would have fled by now or regurgitated over the seats in front of you. But why?
No, what
this
I
is
say
just a theatrical
no,
presentation, a show which offers no reality, not a fraction of reality, and just allows us, you and me, to delve into our gross fantasies far beyond erotica.
By frame penetration of the South Tower, and what you will see
I am
is a fake, a
sadhu.
Display.
Master of the theater of the macabre. Tonight we begin with torture. Again, I warn you that if you find what you see is a little upsetting to your stomachs, then just pretend we're play acting.
Yes,
pictures came from the news media.
For if you are skeptical or bored, then just pretend that what you see is real.
And we don't really understand how they did that. There are video experts in the disbeliever movement, but most of those are subsequent takes, and they are contrived.
Are you willing to accept Sadhu as your lord and master and obey his every whim and command?
No, well, of course we don't understand.
I'll do anything you want.
Oh, no, my
dear. The
two
American airliner flights, for example, though, were not even...
It's a trick.
...of transportation.
Who said that?
...statistics database.
Where do you think they are now, if they're not...
Ah, Mr. Maverick, the famous football player.
Knowledge. What we can
Ralphus,
do, however, is...
Would you care to try it on Miss Di Natale there, the lovely prima ballerina?
And then
don't
the Twin Towers were clearly another inside job
a
in
trick.
That they were blown the kingdom come.
What do you say to people who say, look... You
what
know,
you are about to see now is the second degree of torture.
Need even to buy into.
The iron tourniquet.
The Scripps-Howard poll just showed that 36% of the American public, and the real percentage is probably higher, believes that the elements of the United States were complicit in the crimes of 9/11. So we're gaining week by week, it's out of control. You're welcome.
American security took a big hit on 9/11 because it is a
She's dead, Master.
She's dead. Tell me, Mr. Maverick, why are you applauding?
She's a very good actress.
What if I were to tell you that she's really dead? Actually and eternally?
Trash. I've seen better years ago. In the Grand Guignol in Paris.
Ah, Mr. Creasy Silo, the eminent critic.
Not here officially. I don't review third-rate magic shows.
Magic? Then let Mr. Silo explain our next trick.
I'm not going to use this, Robert.
Dismemberment.
I'm going to ask you simply, Robert. I want you to go into the electronics booth. I'm going to lock you in there, and I'm going to radio horn.
I couldn't have done this, you damn fool.
I'll go and bring down your bed, Robert.
I didn't.
feeling well.
Luck? Myself proud, Frank.
I want you to come along, Robert, please.
Who did?
Please. You?
Him? For once in your life, face it. Face it. We took food away from the turkeys. The food is taken away from us.
It's not good, Robert, not good.
I'm subject the monkeys to fear. And we're...
Oh, now we're getting the proper reaction.
You did it. You did it.
Put them in isolation, and we become isolated
from all the damage you're going to do.
Subject them to cold, and we're subjected to cold.
I'm not going
to
let you walk over me anymore, Robert.
Shut up. Everything that has happened here to us happened before.
No, you're going out of your mind, Robert.
Now
you're
the
going
eye
out
is
of your mind.
Look at you. You're becoming Vogel. Being made to become like him.
Oh, dear God, no.
Vogel told us the truth. He told us, and nobody... Listen. He told Horner, I had conversations with Alexander the Great. What are their names?
Call that a trick?
Julie. Natty. Alan. Alexander
your
the
theater.
Great. Everything that we
the donation
have done
for the actors
to them,
the of the actors
they have managed
there.
To do to us.
The donation for the actors, please. The donation for the actors, please. None of the actors receives
no,
anything.
No, it's the monkeys.